Today, inshallah, bismillah, we're going to start talking about the companions and how important it is to become familiar with them, who they are, how they were, how important these people are. They're the people who lived with the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They learned on his hands. They saw what he did and how he did things. Verses were revealed about these people, how they are the reason how we know nowadays how to pray, how many rak'ahs to pray, since the Quran really doesn't tell us. If the Prophet didn't pray in front of them and they, you know, conveyed that to us, we wouldn't know how many rak'ahs to pray for Dhuhr, Asr, Isha, or whatever it is, right? How we know now is because these great men and women observed very carefully and were very keen to convey to us or transmit this very accurately after hundreds of years. So everything comes to us nowadays and we become the Muslims that we are nowadays, all right? And I'd like to ask or start by asking a very simple question. What is the miracle of Islam? Like when we grew up, we'd ask, what is the miracle of Islam? Or we'd learn in the school, you know, Prophet Isa alayhi salam, for example, came and his miracle was, you know, he brought the dead to the live. Prophet Musa alayhi salam, he would throw a stick and then it turns into a snake. Or, and then the magicians bow down to him after bowing down to Fir'aun. Or how he would go and an entire sea would split for him, right? And then we'd come and we'd ask, okay, so what is the miracle of Islam? And we would say, okay, the miracle of Islam is what? The Quran, all right? But when we were young, to be honest, when somebody told us that, we'd say, okay, what is the miracle in the Quran? Yeah, it's the Quran. Of course, we wouldn't dare say that. And they would tell us al-balagha in the Quran, the way it's written, the, you know, the verses and how it is. But of course, we wouldn't dare say that. It didn't have that wowing factor of a stick turning into a snake or, you know, the sea splitting or all of these things, right? It didn't have that wow factor. But the real miracle about the Quran is that whoever reads the Quran and follows its rules, the rules for the Quran, turns 180 degrees. Do you understand? So that's the miracle. People that are not of much worth in the life, they take the Quran, apply what's in it, and they turn to be the masters of this world, and they can actually change history. You see, the miracle of the religion, which is the seal of all religions, that was sent with the seal of all prophets, Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, couldn't be a miracle that would be limited to a certain time frame. You can't do that. It can't be just a stick that turns into a snake and then that's it and it's over. It can't be that. It had to be a miracle that would extend till the end of times. Do you get what I'm saying? So the miracle is in us human beings taking the book, applying what's in it, and then changing to be totally the opposite. And that's the miracle of Islam. The miracle is when a young, simple Bedouin from Bani Uhayb, who takes this Quran, he follows it and turns into one of the greatest leaders in the history. And what's his name? Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas. That's one of the people. Islam's miracle is when another simple Bedouin, who was very rough, hard-hearted, buried his own daughter alive with his own hands, harsh with people, he has no mercy in his heart. Do you know who I'm talking about? Umar ibn al-Khattab, right? He takes the Quran and he follows it. And what happens? He becomes a hero in the history. He talks about, everybody talks about him in the different sciences of politics and economy and martial arts and planning and. And this simple Bedouin becomes the leader of the entire Arab Peninsula, subhanAllah, Egypt, Iraq, Syria. He's the empire, or the, you know, the leader of the entire Islamic empire because of the Quran, subhanAllah. The miracle is when another simple tradesman that travels and just trades from one country to the other becomes another hero in giving and sacrificing. And that's Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu, and this is who we're going to be talking about today. So I thought, usually a lot of us, or at least back home when we grew up, we would know a lot about Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu and how, you know, how courageous and how strong and, you know, and how he was al-Faruq. He had no, you know, like everything, you know, so, you know, he's such the man, you know, so everybody knew about Umar al-Khattab, but Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu doesn't get that much, or people don't know that much information about him. And I thought the best stuff was to start today, inshallah. And I would like to start first by giving you an ID card. Who is Abu Bakr as-Siddiq? I'll give just all the information first, and then inshallah we're going to look at the spiritual side of Abu Bakr as-Siddiq, the side that melts the hearts and makes us become really, you know, soft inside and understand how he was and how he was with the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and actually grow the love for these people, because it's very important that we love these people and teach their love, how to love them to our kids as well, so they can follow in their footsteps, inshallah.